Welcome to The Future Built Smarter, a podcast in which IMEG engineers discuss innovative and trend-setting building and infrastructure design with architects, owners, and others in the AEC industry. I'm Joe Payne, bringing you one in a series of conversations with several of IMEG's Sustainability Plan champions, a group of dedicated individuals across the company who implement the practices of IMEG's Sustainability Plan at their office. Today I'm talking with Jessica Lee, an IMEG Sustainability and Energy Consultant, who is also the Sustainability Plan Champion, working alongside co-champion Ellie Perriman in the firm's office in downtown Chicago. Jessica, was there a point in your life that there was this moment where you kind of got hooked on in the environment and sustainability?
For me, I think like a big part of where that passion comes from was growing up in Hawaii. I think like being surrounded by like the greenest greens and the bluest blues in the world, like kind of inherently made me appreciate nature and respect nature. So I think like growing up, I was just surrounded by the idea that, you know, the earth is what gives us life and we should work with it rather than against it. I'm also part Native Hawaiian, and the high school I went to was specifically for Native Hawaiians. And like many indigenous communities, our ancestors had like a deep, deep appreciation for the earth. Mm-hmm. So like just going up, being surrounded by people who also care about nature, and then like learning the history of indigenous communities, I think that's like really what rooted me. And then I think like in college, learning about climate change was another big wake-up call that, you know, change has to happen. I learned like buildings emit over 40% of global carbon emissions. And so that to me was like a big statistic that, you know, like our buildings, like where we spend most of our time should really, is a really big impact on our emissions. And like kind of wanted to shape my career around that idea.
Sure.
And like finding a balance between taking care of the earth and like taking care of people.
What excites you overall about our plan in general?
For me, I think like a big part is all of the collective initiatives and like hands that are going to go into this plan. It's only been a couple months that it's been implemented, but I already see like a huge passion from all of our sustainability champions. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coming together to get new ideas on what they could do in their office. Mm-hmm. And it's just really inspiring to see that.
And as I understand, there's a number of initiatives that are mandatory for all the offices. They all fall into, it looks like, four categories of waste, energy, transportation, office operations.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I think there's like a baseline level of initiatives that we want to see in all offices. One that I'm like particularly excited about is we're tracking our energy data across the offices. And like I said before, our operations of buildings are so much of our global emissions. And at least for IMEG specifically, we're really based in our offices. And so that's where a lot of our firm's emissions come from. Right. And so like getting to track that and like actually see the numbers and then being able to use that to set goals for our firm is something super exciting. And I'm glad that that's a requirement that we're putting into the plan.
What are the optional initiatives that you and your coworkers in Chicago downtown have chosen?
I think we're really still in discussion about that. But personally, what I would like to see is some sort of composting bin, whether that just be for our office or we're in a 28-story building with other firms in it as well, whether we can like get building-wide composting. Personally, I have a compost in my own apartment, and I'm realizing how much of my waste can actually be put into compost rather than the waste bin. And so I think that is a really insightful thing for everybody to see. And I think it could make a big impact on our waste diversion.
Yeah.
I think another thing that we're looking to get implemented is just to increase our transportation via public transportation, just because it's an easier initiative that we in a city can achieve.
Right.
There's so many options like the bus, the train, even walking or biking. And it's pretty feasible for our employees. So reminding everybody that that's really would help them lower their personal emissions and the firms as well.
Right.
Something that we're looking into.
Yeah. Yeah. No, certainly in Chicago, you have those opportunities to take advantage of the public transportation. My younger son lived up there for a while, and he loved seeing how many modes of public transportation he could use in one day. And the composting idea, I love that. I can imagine in Chicago, I don't suppose you have too many people in the city who are actively composting. That would be quite a chore. So what's been the reaction from your coworkers on this?
I think everybody is excited. We have a cleanup planned for Earth Day. So hoping for a good turnout there. And we're also planning on having a lunch and learn to go over all of the initiatives and kind of get feedback from everybody in the office on what they're looking forward to or the suggestions that they'd like to see in the office. So I think everyone's excited, but don't have that many details on it
sure.
just yet.
Based on what you have experienced so far, any advice you'd give to other companies who are thinking about doing a similar plan?
I think it can feel overwhelming, but I think it's important that we at least start with something, whether that be like just starting recycling in your office if you don't have it, and like seeing how well that does and how people kind of adapt to that, and like taking it one step at a time. So I'd say start now and find people who are motivated and care about sustainability, and I really think that those two factors will drive it forward.
They need to find a champion like you, right? To help.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them. Like, I really believe that most people care about this and are excited about it. So, yeah.
Well, Jessica, thank you for joining us today and for taking the lead with our sustainability efforts as a firm in downtown Chicago. I wish you luck.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jessica Lee, IMEG Sustainability Plan Champion for the firm's office in Chicago. To hear previous conversations in this series or other episodes of The Future Built Smarter, visit us at imegcorp.com or listen on any podcast app. We'll be back in the near future with another episode. Until then, thanks for listening and take care.